business of the regular business of the court, Division 2, the court has a special matter to dispose of at Division 3, fees for interchange. And any attorneys or parties to any of the Division 2 calendar, if you want to go to another court, you may do so, or you may remain in the courtroom, whichever you would rather do. All right, the court at this time will dispose of the cases involving William Bradford Huey, represented by Mr. Kelly there, Charles Edmondson, Renfro Hayes, Roy Hamilton, Arthur B. Haynes, George Bonebrake, William Bradford Huey in another case, James T. Bevel, whose citation was never, petition was never served on him. The yes, go right ahead, Mr. Chairman.
I'm here representing the Court of South Carolina Curiae Committee, and it's my understanding that Your Honor has therefore entered before the reappointed the same committee, consisting of the same seven attorneys in the Judge Battles of the Hancock Curiae Committee.
Mr. Thompson, the court was getting ready to appreciate you bringing that to the attention of the court. In this case, gentlemen, the court, after the death of Judge Battle, appointed the same committee that Judge Battle had had of the Amicus Curiae Committee that Judge Battle had appointed before. This committee has made a report to this court. The court is filing that at this time. The court wants to thank the committee at this time, Mr. Partisan, each and every member of it, for the service they performed, the outstanding service they performed, not only with this court, but with Judge Battle also. We appreciate it. I know he would have said the same thing had he been on the bench at this time.
Thank you.
Thanks. The court feels at this time that the report of the Amicus Curiae Committee, which has been filed at this time, should be read into the record, and will do so. In the criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee, Division 3, State of Tennessee, plaintiff versus James Earl Ray, alias Eric Stavo Galt, alias John Willard, alias Harvey Lomau, alias Harvey Lomau, defendant. Number 16645, murder first degree, number 16819, carrying dangerous weapon. Report of Amicus Curiae Committee. Your committee has researched the question of the status of the contempt hearings involved in the above matters. With regard to the actions against Renfro T. Hayes, Arthur Haynes Sr., Charles Edmondson, and Roy Hamilton, it is your committee's considered opinion that since Judge W. Preston Battle never sentenced those parties before his death, this court, as his successor in the handling of these matters, cannot now do so without first granting a new trial to each offender. Your committee does not feel that this court has the jurisdiction to pass sentence upon another judge's adjudication of guilt. Howard v. State, 217 Tennessee, 556, 399 Southwestern 2nd, 738, 1965. McLean v. State, 186 Tennessee, 401, 210 Southwestern 2nd, 680, 1948. Jackson v. Mandel, 46 Tennessee Appeals, 234, 327 Southwestern 2nd, 55, 1959. While there is no question but that this court has jurisdiction to try the offending parties again, even though the violations involved an order issued by another court, see Mayhew v. Mayhew, 52 Tennessee Appeals, 459, 376 Southwestern 2nd, 324, 1964. Your committee recommends the dismissal of petitions against the above-named four parties for these reasons. One, in a new trial of those accused of having violated the court's orders regarding pretrial publicity possible, now that a guilty plea has been entered in the Ray case, to recapture the atmosphere which surrounded that trial prior to the guilty plea. Therefore, the clear and present danger to a fair trial, so obvious at the time, which made necessary the promulgation of orders regarding pretrial publicity, now no longer exists. It would be unfair and unwise to test the validity of an order of such import, or to try the violators with a record created after the necessity for such orders has been eliminated. Two, more important, the purpose and goal toward which Judge W. Preston Battle strove by issuing such pretrial publicity orders has been accomplished. With the exception of those cited for contempt, it is felt that publicity in advance of the trial, prejudicial to the defense of all the prosecution, has been effectively limited in accordance with the mandate from the United States Supreme Court requiring that, quotes, the quotation marks, the courts must take such steps by rule and regulation that will protect their processes from prejudicial outside interferences, in quotations, Shepard versus Maxwell, 384 U.S., 333, 16 Law Edition, 2nd, 686, Supreme Court Reporter, 1507, 1966. It is, in fact, a monument to Judge Battle that, despite the overwhelming pressure from the news media and the natural desire of counsel and their associates for both sides to publicize the strong points of their positions, there were relatively few who acted in violation of the orders designed solely to assure a fair and impartial trial to both sides. It is regrettable that some have chosen to read into these orders an effort to censor the news media. While it is doubtful that such critics could be otherwise persuaded, it should be restated that Judge Battle's oral decision, holding four offenders in contempt, makes clear his sole purpose, indeed that toward which he totally dedicated the last few months of his life. Quotations. This court must place the interests of justice first. Justice demands a fair trial by an impartial jury for both the defendant, James Earl Ray, and the state of Tennessee, in quotations. If this court agrees that a dismissal of petitions against Renfro T. Hayes, Roy Hamilton, Arthur Haynes Sr., and Charles Edmondson is appropriate, your committee believes that fairness requires a like dismissal as to William Bradford Huey, James T. Bevel, and George Bonebrake. Others found in probable violation of the court's orders have been and are still beyond the jurisdiction of the court, and thus have never been served with process. Should this court believe that your committee is in error as to its legal conclusion, or should this court believe that those cited parties should be retried, your committee is, of course, available to assist as called upon. This report was signed by the members of the committee, which has been appointed by this court. This court is in full accord with the report of this amici curiae committee. It adopts in its entirety this report, and based upon this report and the reasons given therein, and upon personal research by this court, the court at this time will grant new trials as to Charles Edmondson, Renfro Hayes, Roy Hamilton, and Arthur B. Haynes, and will dismiss the petitions without cause against those four named persons, as well as William Bradford Huey, George Bonebrake, and James T. Bevel, and William Bradford Huey in another case. All of these petitions, therefore, are dismissed at this time without cause. Gentlemen, each of the parties named is represented by counsel, with the exception of the